Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. Wow, we have a great show for you today. We're actually going to be doing a Bible study from At My Father's Table. I'll be your host, Pastor Kevin T. Scott. And we're just going to talk about the activities of faith. We have two special guests, or I should say one special guest, because one is happened to be my sidekick, my wife, Carrie Scott. But we're going to go first with our first guest.
Hi, my name is Darren Hazel, and I am a proud attendee of the Maryland Ministry of Encouragement Church, and I'm excited to be here.
Well, thank you for coming, and we're glad to have you in this fresh studio. We have been tinkering all day for Darren's arrival, and we're going to have a good time today. Our next person would be...
I am Pastor Carrie D. Scott of Ministry of Encouragement, Maryland, and also of At My Father's Table, since I am the wife of Kevin T. Scott.
I'm blessed and highly favored. What can I say? So, what exactly is faith? There's some things in which for us to believe in, or the act of believing itself. What concrete examples of faith can we find in the Bible? And that's going to be primarily our focus, examples of faith. We need to know how it operates, when it's being used, how you are exercising it to the point where it shows up in the natural life along with the flesh. The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. So I'm going to turn this first question over to Pastor Scott and to just have her elaborate on what her examples of faith would be.
Okay, faith. There are so many examples of faith in the Bible. We know the faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So when we think about faith, we think about Mary. I think about she's a great example of a woman of faith because she was told that she would have the son, Jesus. But yet at the same time, she knew that she had not even been with a man. So she was having to trust that what Jesus was saying to her through the angel, that she would produce this child. That was a great act of faith.
Darren, what would you have to say about that?
Yes, I agree. That is probably one of the good examples of faith. I would also like to point out the centurion and Jesus. He came to Jesus and he wanted his servant to be healed. And he exercised so much faith that he didn't even want Jesus to go to where his servant was. He said, if he just spoke of it, spoke the healing, that it would be done. And that is an example of a great, great, great amount of faith.
When Pastor Scott is given that description, I can just relate it to many of the opportunities I've had to believe in something. You know, they sometimes tell us, and when I say they, I mean the world, that you can't do this or you can't do that. And you set out with a task in everyday life. You can't apply for that kind of job because you're not educated enough. But somehow, through the Holy Spirit, you achieve that task of getting that job. So it's something that should always be exercised for the simple fact it's a constant test of the flesh and the will of the spirit, and which one wins out. We always want to lean to the spirit because the spirit is what gives us the power that we need.
Amen. In the book of Luke, from chapter 7, it speaks of a centurion. He had a sick servant, and he knew of Jesus, and he believed in him. He went to Jesus to request of him that he heal his servant. Now, Jesus being the type of person he is, he figured that he would have to go to where the servant was. But the centurion made it known to him that he understands that the kind of power that he has, that he doesn't even have to go to where his servant is. He believed so much, he had so much faith in Jesus, that he said, if you just speak it right there, without even seeing him, without even being in his presence, if you just speak it, it'll be done.
Wow, that's some powerful stuff. I like that confidence that he exuded. You know, it's important to note that we're in a fallen world. And that being said, there's always doubters. People don't know what your calling is, but your actions speak to what your motives are. And in that sense, just to say that, hey, I can speak it and it's into existence. Pastor Scott, how would you piggyback off of that in your experiences with your life? Because we're talking about being practical about the word. We want to bring things forth so that people will begin to understand that it needs to be exercised. What would you have to say about that?
Absolutely. You know, faith without works is dead. And so we have to practice, you know, living out the word. So when I think about the centurion, Jesus, you know, you talk about when God says something and through his son Jesus, when it's said, you have to believe it. That's where faith comes in. Even though it has not been manifested yet, you believe that because it's the word, that the word will eventually manifest itself, and you could actually see it. You will be able to see it. And that's, again, that's what we're hoping for. And we believe in that word. And so we have to have confidence in the word that if God said it, it will be so.
Amen.
Well, the Bible itself is the story of God's steadfastness in love and humanity, faith, and unbelief. God chose Abraham just as another example of the father of a special people. Abraham believed God, trusted in his promise that he would have a son, and he accepted that. Even though he was a very old man, that confidence, similar to what Darren is saying, that the word is in action. And he just believed. So when your posse, your friends, your family, when they say, well, I don't think that that person can do that, when you trust in God, in the Bible, and what it does for you, how it motivates you, that's all you need. Amen. Not to say that you don't need people to encourage you, because that's important too. But when you trust in God, and God can read your heart, he knows what your intentions are. Only Jesus. Only Jesus.
When I think about faith, Pastor Scott and Brother Darren, it brings to your mind those things that you know you have experienced in your life where you have to have faith. I remember years ago when I had young children, and there were other people who were seemingly in the spotlight. I seemed to be in the background. But I had to believe that God was going to eventually, because the word was spoken to me, one of these days, God will bring you forward. You are in supposedly or seemingly the background, but God is preparing you for what he's bringing you into in the future. So that was my hope. That while I'm being prepared, while I'm preparing, being in the Word and just living day to day, that God was going to eventually be able to use me because I felt that I wasn't being used. And so, again, that was an example of faith for me. And sure enough, the word that was spoken, it became so true. And I want to encourage someone out there who may be in a place where they're like, how long? What am I waiting for? Yeah. When will I see what it is that I believe God is saying? When? Just trust him. And that blind trust, that's faith. You just continue to be in the word, continue to grow in the things of God. And God is working even in those silent places. It may be a month. It may be two. It may be a year. You have to just believe and trust that God is going to do it. And for me, I know because I've experienced that it was a while, but I just continue to be in the word, continue to just trust him, and eventually God did what he said he was going to do.
I like the fact that we have to prepare ourselves. I can relate to what you're saying, Pastor Scott, because when I was in another part of Maryland, in Silver Spring, Maryland, I would get up and do the things that I would be normally doing, but I found myself sitting on a bench, and I thought, gee, I've been sitting here a long time just watching people, not knowing what God was doing. And I said, you know, if you... Sometimes you get to the point where you say, God, if you're not going to use me, bring me home. I mean, that's just a natural thing. But when you're patient, and how he prepared me to sit behind a microphone and to talk to the both of you, all that was a building block, and that is exercising the faith. Even though I wanted to give up, I couldn't. So as we speak to our listeners, you want to know that you have to prepare yourself. I mean, after attending many Bible studies and watching other pastors preach and do different things, and here I am sitting on a bench, not knowing what exactly God was doing. But in reference to that, if God told you what he was doing with you, in some cases, you would turn around and go the other way.
That's true.
Because you don't want to go through the drama, the pain, and the suffering. So as we are embracing this particular Bible study, we're talking about the actions of faith and how you build yourself. We're going to take a musical break, and then we'll come right back and talk about it some more. King Scott, RadioTV.com.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. you're slow to anger. Your name is great, and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to
Welcome back, everyone. Again, we're talking about faith. And one of our guests that we have here today is Darren Hazel. And we just want to have Darren talk a little bit about his wonderful family. They are just a beautiful family. So we're just going to let him talk about his family for a little bit and brag about them.
Amen.
Thanks, Pastor Kerry. Yes, firstly, let me say hi to my beautiful wife. Her name is Kalicia. We have two daughters, a three-year-old and a one-year-old, who have now started fighting. So, you know, I have my hands full. But, I mean, as you can hear, I kind of have a little bit of an accent, and that's because we hail from the Caribbean. Now, me and my wife, we have a... It first started out as a long-distance relationship, and then we decided to make it a little more closer, you know. And that was in itself a bit of a challenge, because that would mean that I would have to give up basically my island life to come and be cold that winter. But with God, all things are possible. So
yes,
I had to increase my faith and said, you know what? I don't really know what's going to happen, but if God is with me, then I'll just go. So I packed up my bags and left the Caribbean, came up here and went outside and saw snow and said, is this really the best decision? And I prayed about it. And I just said, you know what? If this is supposed to be, then God will find a way for it to be.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I've been here for about 3 years, still not accustomed to the cold, but I'm making it work. We have a good foundation. We have great friends. We have great pastors. So as long as we keep that circle with people who are encouraging us, we'll make it work.
And you just have recently gotten a new job.
Yes, yes. I now work for IBM, and my wife works for IBM as well. And the funny thing is, one morning, I was getting ready to go to work, and I saw her using her computer, and I was like, you know what? That must be really nice to just work from home and just be on your computer all day, huh? And we'd joke about stuff like that, and I would tell her, like, you know what? One of these days I'm going to do something similar so that we could be able to travel and stuff. And I'm now making the correct strides toward that statement. With faith, I am now in a position where I can also work from home and one step closer to our dreams of just traveling the world.
So, one of the things I have enjoyed about your family,
yes, they're special.
If you were to see them in action around the church, they're so talented. His daughters are beautiful.
Yes.
See, I don't take stuff like that lightly, because you can see, and you, when you see them interacting, and you know they'll come over and pose for you, because I do a lot of photography. And going back to that sitting on the bench, and to move from that to seeing them is amazing. It's grace, it's mercy, it's faith. And his wife is so pleasant.
Yes.
Never mind the fact she looks very good.
Amen.
Drop dead gorgeous. But she's very pleasant, and she carries a spirit around in the church that help us all get better. Even pastors, we can look at them and say, wow, how pleasant they are as a family. And to see the siblings running around, it's a joy.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So when you see or hear me emotional, it doesn't have to be that way. Life can be tough. And I like to think that God has brought me a mighty long way through faith, which is what we're talking about.
Amen.
So I never mind showing my emotions, because you look at, I've worked in different areas in my life and pastorship where people were just broke, busted, and disgusted. But to be around people who are happy and who are striving, I would rather be around them and still reach out and help the others. And I think Pastor Scott has a similar attitude, seeing she loves children, loves them.
I mean,
to almost where it's annoying.
Oh, my.
But it's her. It's who she is. And to be married to a person like that and to see a Kalicia and just watch them interact. Sometimes I'll find myself just sitting back observing because I'm really happy at what I'm looking at. But, Pastor, I'm going to let you take a piece of that, too. Don't you cry like me.
Yeah, that's okay, Pastor Scott. Because Darren is here with us, and we've asked him. He just graciously accepted coming in and just sitting on the panel with us today to talk about faith. But that's how he is, and that's how Kalicia is. They just are always willing to say yes. Even though it may be new territory, they are always open and willing to say okay, to be supportive. And I thank God for that. Amen. And them. You know, as pastors, you need people in your congregation or around you who are like that. And we should be more like that. We should all be a little bit more like that. You know, we don't have to always be so 100% comfortable in what it is that we've been asked to do. But just, again, have faith that if God is saying this is something you should do, that he will help you in that.
Amen.
That way we can get the big head. We give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor for what he allows us to do. But again, just piggybacking off of what Pastor Scott said about Darren and Kalicia, they are a young couple who have sold out and surrendered to Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's what makes the difference. That's why they can be joyful and happy and just have a glow about them when they're doing things. And, you know, and it shows. And so they have a beautiful family, like Darren was saying. They have two beautiful little girls, and they are just beautiful and dainty and wonderful and lovely. And I love kids. I do. I think all kids are special. There's not one that is not special to me. But, yes, they are a great couple. And a great example.
See his wife, how she dresses them. I mean, the little outfits.
Yes. Yeah, the little headbands that they wear, the hairdress. Beautiful.
And as you all come to the station, you'll see pictures of them interacting, and you'll see that we're telling the absolute truth about that. But we're gonna allow for Pastor Scott just to give a few more points about faith, and Darren is going to close us out, and I'm happy.
Awesome, yes. You know, faith is the example. It's life. We live a life based on faith every day. Everything we do is faith. And when we're not in the Word, we don't know to call it faith, but it is faith. But once you come to know what faith is, then you can realize that, you know, I've been walking in this faith a long time.
Yep.
Darren and I were just, he was just sharing with me a few minutes ago that, you know, and I'll have him reiterate a little bit about that, is that even when he does the things that normally are a part of his everyday existence, and we can take note from this, the everyday things, just the turning on the switch of the lights, we expect and have faith that those lights are going to come on when we flip that switch.
Yes, that's true.
And I know Darren can relate to this also, and others who are cold-natured or come from an island where it's always warm. When you turn the heat on, when you turn that on, you're expecting to get heat. That, you know, someone has designed this so that when you turn that on, you're going to get heat. Pastor Scott can relate because he loves the heat. So he knows when he turns that thermostat to a certain degree, he's going to feel warm and toasty to him, and he's going to be content with that. So even the everyday things we get or do to our listeners out there, it is based in faith. This chair that we're sitting in is right. faith that this chair is going to hold our weight, that we're able to sit in it, and it's going to, do what we trust it to do. So, again, just the practical things in life are ways that we know we can exude our faith. And as we just look at that, God will continue to have our faith help us with growing our faith, to trust even in the bigger things and things that we think are impossible, but just to know that nothing is impossible with God.
Yes. I also would say before Darren closes us out, it's amazing the people that Pastor Scott pastors. They are truly a gift in their own right, and we're going to have more for those who are willing to have a testimony, to come and get on the air and talk. It's not just Darren. It's a church-wide event where people have exercising their faith. And as we continue to develop going forward, a ministry of encouragement and At My Father's Table, we have some surprises for you this year. So without further ado, we're going to let Darren close us out, and we're going to play a special song in his honor that he chose for the worldly glory that we get every now and then.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. I'd just like to thank you guys for the opportunity of even being here. You know, I personally can tell you that I had never in a million years think that I'd be doing a Bible study on the radio. So it just goes to show that your faith can take you a really long
yes,
way, you know.
Yes.
I thank you guys for having me here today. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be back.
Yes.
We have a lot of things that we want to put out to the people. So you're going to hear this voice a lot. You're going to hear this accent a lot. And I look forward to what God has in store for us.
I believe that we're going to.
Yes.
See his wife in the studio.
Yes.
Then you all will also hear the children in the studio.
That's faith.
Yeah, it's no big eyes and little U's. We want them all. We want to give them the practical experience of being in radio and doing TV and doing all that. Gifts are supposed to be spread out so that everyone can be a part of it. That's what the kingdom of God is about. So 2023... watch out, we're coming.
You make me stronger. Oh, oh, you make me stronger.
Gracias, Jesús.
Caribbean. From Spain.
song and it's fabulous.